if you respond to an angry person with tenderness and compassion, you'll be amazed what happened. You may not get the full effect of it right then, but you'll be amazed what will happen over a period of time. So to rule as a king, you must respond to the needs of your people with compassion. Another one we'll look at is work things out with them. In other words, listen to them, find out what has to be worked out, and then work with them. You see, that's a different concept that we might have than being a king, that we're going to rule with a rod of iron. You see, the people that God has given us authority over are right in our immediate circle. We don't have to go to another land and see where our mission field is out in another land. Right where where we live every day is our mission field and is our place of authority, is our kingdom. We can rule in that. Now, we're not going to ever rule as a king if our focus is on me and my needs. Do you notice that? You know how long a king would last? Well, we've seen with Rehoboam how long his rule lasts when his focus is on him, the way I want to do things. You know, you are here to serve me. King doesn't last long that way. You see, if we are going to function as kings upon the earth, we have to be concerned with the sphere of authority that God has given us. And if he's placed us in a certain position, whether it be at home, whether it be a job, no matter what it is, if he's placed us in a certain position, then he's asking us to be influential in that position and to bring kingdom culture into that. Now, that doesn't mean that you are to go out and you're to be a Bible thumper and tell everybody, you know, about the gospel, and your main goal is to get them saved. Your main goal is to bring kingdom culture into your environment. If you will bring kingdom culture into your environment, people would be much more susceptible to hearing the gospel of salvation. You see, bringing kingdom culture in means to bring the compassion of Christ, that you listen to the needs of others, that you actually show that somebody cares. That's bringing kingdom culture into your environment. And then you'll be able to rule and reign as a king. You see, in this world, a ruler might be established because of a title, because of cunningness. And I'm certainly convinced that many of our politicians get there, or higher politicians get there because of cunningness within their campaign and so forth. You know, it certainly isn't because of their word. But in this world, that's the way people get into places of authority, but not so in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, it's different. The kingdom of God principles actually see you, or the doors open for you to be a ruler or a king in your sphere of authority as you actually function as a king. It's not just to say, have a sign, I'm a king, written on your forehead. No, you have to function in the qualities of kingship in order to actually rule as a king. You see, that's the difference. It's not good enough just to have a title when it comes to the kingdom of God. In fact, you won't have a title when it comes to the kingdom of God if you are not functioning as a king. Actually, in Christendom today, we have a lot of people stepping out, and they're looking at, in the book of Ephesians 4:11, it says that God has gave some to as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the body of Christ. And there's a lot of folk out there who actually go out and say, well, I'm an apostle, or I'm a prophet, or I'm this and that. They expect other people to listen to them based on what they said they were. That doesn't work in the kingdom of God. If a person is called to be in an apostolic office, what they do, how they function, will let others know whether they're actually called to that or not. Not because they call themselves that. Well, the same thing with ruling in your sphere of authority, within your kingdom sphere. You will not be able to demand authority. You will earn it as we function as kings within our sphere of authority. And it doesn't make any difference what you are. whether you're a business owner, whether you're a fisherman, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a politician, we all have a sphere of authority, and God has called us to function as kings within that sphere of authority.